Welcome to another walk with my dog Louie. And do you know that the quality of my feelings determines the quality of my thoughts, which determine the quality of my life? That's what I think. Yep, that's what I think. I put that idea down in response to an Instagram post by Verity Price, who is a wonderful, wonderful woman from South Africa, who is best known to me as a world champion of public speaking, who uses Instagram a lot. I put that comment in response to something she'd put in one of her speeches. And she sent me or replied saying, yeah, I like that very much, or something like that. I can't remember the exact quotation, but said, I wish I'd thought of that. And it got me thinking about this way of putting it, that the quality of feeling, my feelings, now I can't speak for you, but the quality of my feelings determines the quality of my thoughts. That to me seems absolutely obvious to me. This whole idea that your thoughts determine the quality of your feelings has never appealed to me. I'm sure there's a lot of good in the idea that your thoughts can have some influence on your feelings, but when it comes down to the fundamentals, my own experience has been that how I'm feeling determines the quality of my thoughts. I have life experience behind that, which I've reflected on for many years, but that I could be an outlier. It set me off this morning getting a bit of encouraging comment from Verity. Set me off on a what some would call a wild goose case, or sent me down a rabbit hole, because I started then to think about, you know, who else would subscribe to this point of view. First of all, I decided I'm putting this point of view of mine, my thought, up on my own blog, in a form that makes it look like a poem. I then decided I'm going to see what artificial intelligence has to say about this, if I say, you know, critique, please. So I get a response from one, from DeepSeek. DeepSeek mentions in that response that this view of mine is in some way similar to the views of Schiller. That came about by accident, because by accident I said, you know, where does this idea come from, and what form of wisdom or philosophy does it connect with? And somewhere or other the word Weimar got written into the request to DeepSeek, and it went off on a German track. The German track that it went down was discovering that Schiller, German poet, philosopher, writer, who I'm a little bit familiar with because he wrote Libretti, the words of more than one opera, I think. So anyway, what happened next is that I find myself going down into a phrase which was summarized by artificial intelligence as thoughts grow in the garden of feelings, or from the soil. Feelings are the soil from which thoughts grow, or even within which thoughts grow. And I've been going round and round all sorts of avenues, rabbit holes, neuroscience views, modern psychology views, all sorts of views. And my origin of interest in this was to do with cognitive behavior therapy. My thoughts about cognitive behavior therapy have always been mixed. And on the one hand, I accept that there must be some evidence that it works and that it has a good return on the time that somebody would invest in it. After all, it was developed as a way of getting results quickly, rather than, for example, psychoanalysis, which takes a long time to give results, positive results. I formed an aversion, I should say, to the very crude philosophy that I've heard expressed in connection with cognitive behavioral therapy, which is that thoughts determine your feelings. And this was so contrary to my personal experience that I've never found it easy to accept in any way. And I've been distracted by almost that philosophical debate that I have with myself anyway about thoughts and feelings. But I've had over an hour this morning, ins and outs of what comes first, or even what the connection is. Now, I don't find it, I must admit, helpful in any way to hear the viewpoint that says thoughts influence our feelings and our feelings influence our thoughts in turn. I mean, that to me avoids the big question, which is the primary, the first mover, the foundation on which all human experience is built. For me, it's about impulses, it's about reactions, it's about feelings, cognition, thoughts, and everything comes after that. I feel things before I'm able to think about them. That's me. I don't know what anybody else thinks about this. Of course, I'd love to know. But I really would recommend Verity Price. She's on Instagram. She provides videos which are designed to help you to become a better communicator. Oh, she's fabulous. I've never met her face to face, but ever since I saw her speak for the first time, I thought, this woman, she's well worth knowing. And with that, back to the studio.